You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. You know, mentioning Kim Seafield's article and density and controlling and the government, she actually mentioned the eminent domain problem that occurred to take away people's housing, old, quote-unquote, blighted housing, to then turn it over to private developers, when the government's eminent domain's original goal was to service the public, you know, right-of-way, Caltrans, building something for the public. So it's created quite a stir in many states are trying to put up barriers so it won't happen. And she was drawing an analogy to that with the building. And it reminded me of a guest I had once where someone followed up talking about capitalism versus socialism.
Mark, Blunt, just heard your show. Boy, that'll teach you to have a female socialist as a guest on your show. Wow. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I got kind of beat up that day. I invited someone on to give another point of view, and I was trying to play the devil's advocate, and I got stabbed in the heart with a stake. So this eminent domain, you know, you don't know where it's going to take you. Theoretically, someone writes an offer on a house, and the seller doesn't want to sell to that buyer, and maybe he'll be a disgruntled buyer on a rejected offer. And he'll go to the county and he'll petition to have the property declared a blight, and then the government will sell it to the buyer. Is it that far-fetched? Is that around the corner? Are we opening up the floodgates to that? That's what I ask you. Now, we had talked last week we had Randy Sutton on from First American Title, and he gave a bit of an explanation to my question about the Louisiana Purchase, because I had two Today in History notes from 1803, where in April, it says Louisiana, the United States purchased Louisiana territory from France. And then 7 months later, it says Spain completed the process of ceding Louisiana to France, which had sold it to the United States. And I thought, God, how'd they get title insurance on that? What's that about? So we had some, we did it towards the end of the program, and he had some explanation about grant deeds, and we didn't, it was a general answer. It wasn't necessarily that he knew the story with Louisiana Purchase, and quite frankly, it was at the end of the program, and I didn't even follow what he said. So maybe we'll have him back on sometime to clarify that. But I did do a little more research and actually went back and found out that France had actually ceded Louisiana to Spain back in 1762 by a secret treaty. This was a little Louisiana Purchase history. So it starts with April 30th, the U.S. purchases from France the Louisiana territory, 800,000 square miles, $15 million. That was a good buy. They actually paid $11,250,000 cash, and then the balance was assumed loans by the United States by French debts to American citizens. So they state that. Now, they go back in 1762. It says France had ceded Louisiana to Spain by this secret treaty. And Napoleon Bonaparte, I guess, wanted to come in here and use the Mississippi Valley, and he tried to dominate, and he tried to take over some Haitian island, and through misfortune, he couldn't do it. And he was facing war with Spain. So this was back in 1803. So he said, you know, I'm not going to use the Mississippi Valley. I'm not going to be going there. I'll just sell it to the United States, okay, in 1803. But it says in 1762, France had ceded Louisiana to Spain. We didn't have it to sell. Still not clear. Now, concerned about French intentions, President Thomas Jefferson had already sent James Monroe to Paris to negotiate just to purchase a tract of land at the lower Mississippi. He just wanted like an easement, so to speak, for free navigation of the Mississippi River. So he was surprised and delighted by the French offer. to buy the entire territory. And I'm looking at a map, and it's just unbelievable when you look at a map of the United States and you see the swath of land Louisiana Purchase. But Thomas Jefferson, the president, knew that the Constitution did not specifically empower the federal government to acquire new territory. But Jefferson concluded that the practical benefits to the nation far outweighed the possible constitutional violations. Oh my! Does that bring something to mind today? Thomas Jefferson, you know, today with cable news and the press corps in the White House, they would have strung up Thomas Jefferson. You can't buy this territory. Where's the environmental review? How do you know what we're buying here? And you want to settle the Louisiana territory? What about the red-legged frog? You can't just be moving boats up this river. You're going to pollute the river, and then you're going to the wagons. You're going to, you know, it's just, you can't do. Oh, he would have been screwed to the nail to the cross, Thomas Jefferson. So the Constitution didn't empower him, but he went ahead and spent $15 million and bought the Louisiana Territory. What a big mistake that was. So, however, the Senate concurred with the decision and voted to ratify it in October of 1803. So it was, again, going back April of 1803. They negotiated it. Then in October, the Senate approved it. And then it brings us to this November 30th date where they had a ceremony. Okay. But it says that Spain had never given up physical possession of Louisiana to the French. So that's what they did in this ceremony on November 30th, 7 months after France sold it. Spain officially gave up physical possession to the French. I don't know if Spain got anything out of this deal. And then in a follow-up, in December 20th, the French turned Louisiana over to the United States. So that was certainly a long escrow, and we've got further information on the Louisiana Purchase. Now, that leads us to a letter here from an attorney. He was a New Orleans attorney. And there, he left out some of the facts, some of the story here, but he was seeking an FHA loan for a client. And he was told that the loan would be granted if he could prove satisfactory title to a parcel of property being offered as collateral. So the title to the property dated back to 1803. We just talked about that, which took the lawyer 3 months to track down. And after sending the information to the FHA, he received the following reply. Okay. Dear sir, upon review of your letter adjoining your client's loan application, we note that the request is supported by an abstract of title. While we compliment the able manner in which you have prepared and presented the application, we must point out, sound like get smart, that you have only clear title to the proposed collateral property back to 1803. Now, before final approval can be accorded, it will be necessary to clear the title back to its origin. Annoyed, the lawyer responded as follows. Your letter regarding case number yada yada has been received. I note that you wish to have title extended further than the 194 years covered by the present application. I was unaware that any educated person in this country, particularly those working in the property area, would not know that Louisiana was purchased by the U.S. from France in 1803, the year of origin identified in our application. So that was a smart lawyer. For the edification and uninformed FHA bureaucrats, the title to the land prior to U.S. ownership was obtained from France, which had acquired it by right of conquest from Spain. The land came into the possession of Spain by right of discovery, made in the year 1492 by a sea captain named Christopher Columbus. You might have heard of him. He had been granted the privilege of seeking a new route to India by the Spanish monarch Isabella. The good Queen Isabella, being a pious woman and almost as careful about titles as the FHA, took the precaution of securing the blessings of the Pope before she sold her jewels to finance Columbus's expedition. Now, the Pope, I'm sure, as you may know, is the emissary of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God, it is commonly accepted, created the world. Therefore, I believe it is safe to assume that God also made that part of the world called Louisiana. God, therefore, would be the owner of origin, and his origins date back to before the beginning of time and the world as we and the FHA know it. I hope to hell you find God's original claim to be satisfactory. Now may we have our damn loan. The loan was approved.